Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, Aspire. It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: a game of cat and mouse every night. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I got married 2 months ago, and I haven't been getting any sleep. I need your help on how to get my husband to calm down. I married a very religious man, and he wanted to be a pastor, but changed his mind about a year ago. Because of that, he already thinks he is one. He insisted we wait until marriage to have sex, so we did. Kind of. We fooled around once just to see if we were compatible, and it was great. So I was excited for a married life with him. As soon as I said I do, he was ready for some action. We had sex between the wedding and our reception while I was trying to change into my second dress. I was not even in the mood, but he started quoting scripture about how a woman is supposed to treat her man. I tried to stay at our reception as long as I could because he kept whispering to me all that he was going to do to me that night. I was too tired for all of that, and he didn't care. We have had so much sex since that night, and I have to run, hide, and make up excuses to get a break from pleasing him. Don't get me wrong, it's fantastic. But too much of a good thing is a problem. He likes the game of cat and mouse and capturing me all over the house. I suggested we try sex at lunchtime, and he said it will make him too tired to finish his day. In the mornings, he said he has to prepare mentally for his day, so sex won't work. He only wants to have sex at night all night, like three times a night. I sat him down and told him we have to compromise. And he looked so defeated that I felt bad for him. We're both 30, and my aunt said he will settle down soon. At what age does a man settle into a sensible sex schedule? How do I handle this? Well, I would think a sensible sex schedule would be one that you guys, you know, to use your word, compromised about. And right now, that's not happening. You know, maybe as he gets older, 40s, 50s, maybe he'll slow down then. He wanted to be a pastor, you said, but he changed his mind. I really don't think that's how that works when you have a call in your life to be a pastor, but you have other problems. You're trying to get him off you. That's what you're trying to do. And this is something, because if you're complaining this soon into the marriage, it's only been 2 months. Okay, you're newlyweds. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing it a lot. Okay, then later on, like your aunt said, it slows down. But this is your issue. It's important to you. You're right. Sometimes too much of a good thing is, you know, too much. It can be. Your husband has lived a sheltered lifestyle, trying to be a pastor and all that, and he's trying to get it in as much as he can without any regard to your feelings. It's all his way or no way. He even quotes the Bible to get you to try and guilt you into having sex with him. He could compromise, like you say, with you, do some mornings, some lunchtime, some afternoons. But no, he says that doesn't work for him. But what about you? You know, and then nighttime, you know, is good, of course, but not all night. You got to go to sleep at some point. Again, your man needs to learn and understand the meaning of the word, again, compromise, if you guys are going to be happy in this marriage. And that's the thing. You guys have years to be together, God willing. So what is the rush? Slow it down just a little bit. That's all you're asking. This is not a race. It's a marriage. So after this honeymoon period, you can start to pace yourselves, because you're going to have to get some sleep at some point. And he needs to know that just because you're his wife and you're there, you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, he gets to pounce on you whenever, whatever, however he wants to. It's not just about him. This is about you too. Steve?
I have answers to all these questions this woman has. And before we get to them, let's go through some parts of the letter that I found to be interesting. A game of cat and mouse every night. That's the name of the subject. Every night? We got to do this every night? Now, she's been married to the husband for 2 months. And she's been getting no sleep. And she needs some help on how to get her husband to calm down. She said, I married a very religious man and he wanted to be a pastor but changed his mind about a year ago. Oh, okay. I didn't know you could do that.
That's not how that works.
I didn't know you could take your call and then just go, I ain't finna do that. Well, I guess you could not answer the call, but I guess you changed your mind. Y'all headed for some more rocky roads, I'm gonna just tell you that, since he's a very religious man. Because of that, he already thinks he's one. So he insisted that y'all wait until marriage before y'all had sex. And you did that kind of, but you fooled around one time, make sure y'all was compatible. You know, that happens. That's life. And it was great. Okay. So you was excited to have a married life with him. But as soon as you said, I do, homeboy was ready for action. So right after the wedding... Before the honeymoon, when you was changing dresses for your reception, here he come. Oh, boy, was ready. And then you was trying to go, went upstairs and go into your second dress, and you wasn't even in the mood, but he started quoting scriptures about how a woman is supposed to treat her man. I'm going to stop right there, because I have several questions at this point about this letter.
All right, Steve, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, a game of cat and mouse every night. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams.
The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Finish up your response. The subject is a game of cat and mouse every night.
Well, this woman that married this religious man who was called to be a preacher, but a year ago he decided he wasn't going to do that because he wanted to live a more obviously different lifestyle than pastoring would require. So he backed out of that. But since he still think he's a minister. And so you all decided not to have sex before you got married. But then y'all went on and fooled around one time to make sure y'all was compatible. That's human nature. So happened, it was good. So now you really looking forward to married life. But as soon as y'all see it, I do. I'm talking about right after the vows. Homeboy ready for action.
Did they stop to take pictures? Anything?
No. Damn all the pictures. I done took these pictures, but you know where my hand is, don't you? So now, y'all had sex between the wedding and your reception.
Wow.
And then you was trying to change into your second dress for the reception evening. You wasn't even in the mood, but he started quoting scriptures about how a woman is supposed to treat our man. Now, let me ask you a question. Can y'all please send all of us men this scripture? What is this scripture that he's getting all this sex on? Can you please send us the scripture so we can have this scripture? Because I'm very unfamiliar. And if anybody knows the scripture that makes it a requirement that y'all do what we want y'all to do and how you want to do it in many times, can you please send us a copy of the scripture? Thank you, Jesus.
What are you going to do with this?
Apply. I'm going to read it to my wife. There you go.
By the word.
Yeah. Now, here's another problem. And then she said, I tried to stay at the reception as long as I could because he kept whispering to me all that he was going to do to me that night. I was too tired for all that, and he didn't care. You know, I've noticed a lot of women, because of the activities of the wedding day and the reception, I've heard a lot of people say that that night of the wedding, it don't be all that y'all thought it was going to be because she be wore out.
So tired.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, but he don't care. The lady said, we have had so much sex since that night that I got to run, hide, and make up excuses to get a break from pleasing him. Then she tried to fix it. Don't get me wrong. It's fantastic. No, it ain't. But too much of a good thing is a problem. And then he want to play cat and mouse all night long. And then, and that's what it says. So she had to go hide, and then he find her. Now, this ain't cat and mouse. This is hide and seek. The only way you're going to get out of this problem is from now on when y'all play hide and seek, you're going to have to leave the house.
Sneak
the out the back door.
Completely leave.
Yeah.
Sneak out, did you say?
Put a ladder up against the garage and climb up on it and then kick the ladder over. He'll never find you up there. But you have got to get out that house. So now, here's the problem, too. He don't like sex during the day because she done tried to tell him let's have it for lunch. But he can't get it in the morning because he wants to have sex. You know, he told you that he can't compromise because I suggested they have sex at lunch. He said to make him too tired to finish the day. Then in the mornings, he got to prepare mentally for his day so sex won't work. He only wanted to have sex at night. I sat him down and told him we got to compromise. He looked so defeated, I felt bad for him. Mm-hmm. We're both 30, and my aunt said he will settle down soon. At what age does a man settle into a sensible sex schedule? How do I handle it? Well, let me help you out with that, because I know exactly when his ass is going to settle into a sensible sex schedule. As soon as y'all have kids.
Mm.
Boom. Settle. Mm-hmm. Case closed. You ain't got to worry about all this wearing you every night. And then he going to help out with these kids. He got to get up in that two-hour feeding schedule and all that. Soon as y'all have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something else. If he try to open a business, oh, he going to settle his ass right on down.
Because he'll be tired.
Oh, you got to think now. See, so y'all just missing a couple of things. Y'all ain't got no family started, and y'all ain't got no real business going. Y'all both at work. But soon as y'all get to having dreams and aspirations, as soon as y'all sit down and fill out that vision board and find out what everybody want and think, and now you realize what it's going to take to make that vision board come true, oh, you're going to get on a sensible sexual schedule then. You can believe that. Some kids and some visions.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is want more and have more. And here comes a whole bunch of sensible ass sex. Congratulations. You are now into this sexual sensibility phase of life. And them kids going to help you be real sensible.
Sit down somewhere.
All right, Steve, I sent you a scripture.
Yeah, I'll read it when we come back on the air.
Send it to me, too.
No, I'm going to say, you ain't going to want it, Tommy.
All right. All right. Thank you. You can hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Tommy. That should be fun. Yes, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.